It's The Job Pod with your host, Elijah Drown, a career advice podcast for you. Search The Job Pod wherever you love to listen to podcasts.
My name's Elijah. I'm in between your ears. Hello, Lisa DePrass, coach and hypnotherapist. Reduce your work stress with simple self-care tips at home. Lisa's business linky links in the description just for you. Let's join the chat.
I just taught a class at the local library.
Oh, yeah. You excited about that? Last time we talked,
yeah,
you're getting in the library, doing your thing, hanging out. You get free books for your volunteer work. That's nice.
That's funny because we actually really did get a free book.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was worth a dollar.
Pick up on that.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's about $10 Canadian, so that's great.
Yeah,
that's
nice. So we saw this book, and I said, "Go buy the book." And my husband said, "I want to buy this book." They go, "Take the book." So we did get a book.
Dollar they've spent. Yeah.
A dollar event. And $2 down the New Jersey Parkway. That was my joke. So when I came in the room, you know, I'm supposed to be donating my time. And I said, you know, it cost me $2 to get here. So you guys better all listen. Everybody was like, oh, because the parkway, it's $2 to go like 5 miles. So.
It's worth it. That's for sure.
I hope so. I'm ready.
You sound stressed, Lisa. You're good?
Yeah. Perfectly
maybe good. Help people reduce stress in at work. Maybe have some home tips.
Yep.
What do you think?
I'm ready to give some tips.
That's good. It's free tips. Or maybe people throw books at you.
Nobody threw books at me. Nobody did in my class. No.
That's good. You did something right. I'm glad. Do you find that many people come to you with very obvious stress that they need help with?
Yes. Usually, if it's hypnosis, right, or hypnotherapy, usually the stress is to the point where they can't work, really, or do some kind of activities of daily living. That's usually when people come to us for hypnotherapy. If it's job stress, it's usually through job searching. And those folks don't come to me. I work with them as a career coach.
Gotcha.
And then
All intertwined. It's good.
Yeah. It's all intertwined. And I find that there's like beliefs that people hold that they can't, and it doesn't allow them to kind of move forward in their direction that they need to go sometimes.
Do you help them with chair exercises or convince them to get those treadmill desks? Is that kind of the stress relief that you talk about?
So the kind of stress we're talking about for someone who's working is more about, do you ever hear of the fight or flight reflex?
Sure did.
Yeah. So what happens is someone who's got strong anxieties, they might be triggered by something in the workplace, feelings of inadequacy, or I'm a fraud, right? Some kind of, they call it imposter syndrome or whatever you call it. I don't really like to call it a syndrome. And they usually start sweating or they have an extreme reaction. And their feelings kind of multiply, and then those negative feelings kind of take over their thoughts, and they can't think clearly. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, there's things you can do, but that's the kind of feeling people get. They may sweat, right? Their heart rate goes up, right? And everybody's different. Everybody has different kinds of stressors and triggers, but that's usually what happens. And you can, we can talk about breathing exercises, or there's a lot of things you can do to kind of mitigate that, but it all starts with something unique to you, right?
Absolutely. People always think about physical damage caused by stress, but there's got to be some less than obvious mental cues that happen with stress. Do you have any idea how people can kind of see that without seeing it, if you know what I mean?
So it's the mind, right? It's the mind. There's a connection between the mind and the body. If the mind isn't well, the body isn't well either. That's like when you are mentally unwell, you feel physically sick, right? So some of the things you can do, they're all related, right? So if you heal the mind, you can heal the body. So things like yoga, deep breathing kind of, there's a connection between how you breathe. If you breathe slower, then that kind of, you know, how you reduce anxiety by breathing, right? Sure. There's that. There's self-hypnosis, which was the class I recently taught, where you can teach yourself to relax. And when you teach yourself to relax your mind, then the connection to the body is that you can reduce those stresses and those physical reactions. So that's a couple different ways. You can do it in your chair. You can do it in your chair.
It's that easy.
It can be. It can be.
Is there a particular emotion that's often attached to stress to help people kind of identify that they're going to freak out or lose their mind, pull their hair out?
So again, everybody has different kinds of things that that you know tip them off. I teach this really interesting technique. It's really easy. It's just if your emotions get too high and your anxiety, it's usually anxiety, but it can be, I was talking to seniors in my class the other day, and driving makes them incredibly anxious because they get nervous, right? When they get a little older, sometimes you get nervous. So the emotion ramps up, right? And you need to be taught a little bit about how to identify what tips you off. And then there are techniques that we can teach you. And that's what I did in my class about how to feel those emotions ramp up and then switch and replace them with calm emotions, right? Calmness. And sure. There are ways you can teach people to do that for themselves, or you can go to a hypnotherapist to help you, or you can just do yoga or whatever. But yeah, there's ways to figure out how you're ramping up your emotions, and then there's ways to ramp them down.
Similar ideas with trauma that's related to stress, or do you have different approaches to help?
A little bit different approaches in trauma. Trauma is usually rooted in something, usually in your past, right? So what happens is sometimes people have some kind of trauma and they don't always know why. I can give you an example. My sister came to me to quit smoking, and we thought it was just smoking, right? And as it turns out, the day she started smoking was the day that she had been had a conflict with an older man that was inappropriate. Wasn't anything horrible, but it was something that tipped her off and caused her to start smoking the next day. So trauma needs to be treated a little bit differently. And when we help people with trauma, I don't do that through my career coaching. I just do that through hypnotherapy, right? Because that has to be handled very carefully. But yes, trauma is usually handled. We work through the problems of the trauma. We help people with that. And, clear that out and then move forward. And she did successfully quit smoking. So
cool.
Yeah.
So you're invited to Christmas still. That's nice.
Yeah. And she quit. She was really getting close to getting really, really sick. So yeah. So trauma is completely different, right? That's not something I do normally through working with people or coaching them. That's more hypnotherapy.
Gotcha. Do you find in your short career, of a couple of years, if you will, in corporate. I'm not going to give away the amount of time. People can look themselves. I'm going to
thank
get
you.
Because
it's more than a couple.
Did you find throughout your corporate career that you faced burnout? And how did you kind of self-identify?
Did you have
a perfect career and it was happy-go-lucky, rainbows?
That's a really good question. So I had a more than 15-year career in the corporate world. In the really hard to live in IT stressful corporate world of very, very large projects. Early in my career, you get older, you get better at it unless you have some help. Sometimes people can't self-regulate. And there's a lot of talk, say on LinkedIn, I read it every day, right? And I worked on projects that were absolutely incredible. They just were 12-hour days for 6 months at a time. And it was wrong, probably. And now today, a lot of people are rethinking that, right? So my way of handling my stress was not promoting myself. So I, on purpose, did not go to a certain level. I stayed at a low manager level, and I never advanced any further. I don't know if that was the best way to handle it. And I also left and started my own company. and I reduce the stress. But everybody's different. You hear about it every single day, right? I don't know. How do you do it? How did you handle your stress?
Creative projects for me. Find distractions. I like to be distracted. You know that.
Yeah.
You're shocked.
Yeah.
Find those creative outlets, even at work. Find a way to edit a video for like a volunteer, or help people reduce, I don't know, do things simple or something, whatever the flavor of the month is, or maybe a podcast, like here we are, that sort of thing, through work, maybe career advice or something like that, you know?
Yeah, like career advice, right? So I did that on the side for many years, and it made me really happy. So those are the high, happy endorphins, right?
Yeah.
So find something that makes you happy. It doesn't, could be your work, could be something else, right?
Sure. And if you're not happy, then you have to figure out how to identify where your ceiling is. And like you, it was low-level manager. Whether that was right or wrong, that worked. That saved you, if you will, kept you going. Did you find at a particular point that you just a switch flipped and said, I can't do this anymore?
Yes.
This is as far as I go. I need to do my own business tomorrow. Yeah.
I did. I retired earlier than I thought I would. I had to flip the switch. Yeah. I was lucky I could. Not everybody can, right? So everybody has their own path to follow. I was in a stressful corporate world, and I was lucky enough to be able to flip the switch earlier potentially than in some other people, right? It's just what I planned for it. So we all have to plan for what we can. But not everybody can, right? So you see a lot of that stuff every day about people talking about how they need to find that balance.
How do you stop yourself from reaching out to every person that's crying, whatever it is, that word, on social media, saying, I'm burning out, I can't deal with life? Do you feel like you have to help them or do something?
That's a really good question. Today, I had a really cool thing happen today. And so everything doesn't have to be, you have to learn that everything doesn't have to be, you're going to help a person, you know, completely regain everything and they're just going to be fine. What you can do is small things, right? And small increments. We talk about small increments every day. You can make yourself feel good. I talked up someone who I was just chatting with, not even a client, wasn't paying me any money. And I chatted him up to another person on LinkedIn, and he ended up with 20 new followers. And he is working, he needs a job to stay in the United States for the next 90 days. So I just basically put the word out there to someone else, and a lot of people followed him, and it's a small thing, right? So little things can make you feel good, give you the endorphin high, and you can, you know, mitigate your own stress, and you can help somebody else at the same time. But you can't do everything for everybody all the time. You just can't.
A little bit helps though. That's cool. It's a great story. A little something to get them going. For you, that endorphin high, was that the planning to be out on the water in the boat? Is that what was your saving grace?
Did I tell you that? I have a
homework.
Boat?
You like to write on your website.
I do. Yeah. I have a boat. Yeah, I live on the New Jersey shore. Yeah, so I don't know what you're up there. There's no lakes where you are, is there? No oceans.
No, hour and a half away to a lake.
I live on the ocean. Yeah, and it helps, right? I live right on the ocean, and I have a boat. So not everybody can have a boat, so you're going to have to find something else, you know?
Yeah. Especially if you're seasick or you get vertigo. That's out. That's stress-inducing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Goodness. Did you work on the boat at all? Did you get the fancy... You worked in IT, Lisa.
No, I'm the second mate. I'm the second mate. I throw out the line.
Do you play with the sails? Is that what's happening?
No, it's not a sailboat. It's a motorboat, but that's not what it is. Yeah.
All right. So get it. That's where the straight shooting comes from. You're not screwing around with sails. You just, we're going, hit the motor. Let's go. Yeah.
I do find that I should make a big pitch for breath work, right? So it's really... Some people have businesses just to teach people breath work, right? You get a certain, I know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. When I did my class last week, I was teaching people how to do it. But have you ever tried it? Like really breathing deep?
I've tried.
And does it help you?
It's short-term gains, I find. Maybe I'm not doing it right, but I find
No, it doesn't work. Everything is different. Yeah.
5 minutes, I'm good. And then I'm like, all right. let's see what crazy crap we can get into. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, so sitting down is also hard, but breathing, it works a bit. I just have to do it more.
Well, the good news is people are working from home, right? So you can take, you asked a couple of questions about chairs, right? Sitting in your chair, right? People can get up now, walk down the street, right? If they're at home, right? Have a 10-minute walk. I sent my husband out. He's walking somewhere. And, you know, take a little breath of fresh air, right? Calm the nerves. Sometimes it's called the vagus nerve. It goes from the top of your head down to below your stomach, right? And when it gets excited, you get stressed, right? And when you calm your vagus nerve, it calms everything down. Deep breathing calms your vagus nerve. So it's just a simple thing.
Mm-hmm. What about stretching? I know there's yoga, there's all these crazy moves. Do you get into that, or do you find yourself like me? You just are high center of gravity like me, and you just fall over? How does it work for you?
I'm tall, but I don't fall over. I do like yoga. I don't do it a lot, but I do co-teach some yoga with self-hypnosis to relax, and they go together. People who are kind of spiritual really gravitate towards yoga, and it can put you in a different place. If you teach yourself how to do it properly, and some people are very into it, it can really, it's for people who are more spiritual. And I think they go into this different plane or level. So you got to kind of, I think the lesson is to try what works for you, right? So breathing doesn't quite work for you. So what does? What does, Elijah?
Coach Lisa will teach me.
I'm curious. Yeah,
it's a good question. Maybe it's sitting cross-legged with some cymbals and humming. I don't know.
So that's bowls. Have you ever heard of bowls? Like there's, they're called, they're basically big giant bowls, and they sounding, they call it. And they make that really high-pitched sound. And some people actually meditate to that. That could be possible.
Should I try the big toms? I don't know what the big drums are called, but just have a...
They call them bowls, I believe, or sounding.
Those are the bowls?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the point is find what works for you, right?
But now I'm stressed out because I don't know what works for me, and I'm going to be on an endless path figuring this out. 3 a.m. Lisa, I got it.
So when I coach people sometimes, I'm helping them coach their career. Maybe I'm helping their resume, but I end up sometimes coaching them personally, and only if they want to be. But, sometimes people just don't know how to relax, and they need to, learn, or they need to learn how to, there's just so many things, right? Maybe they don't want to relax. I don't know.
Is that usually avoidance? People don't relax, or they're just busy and they're chasing a dream that's
what I think
understand?
It is. I think people are so busy and chasing. They're just chasing everything, right? If you and your wife work, and you have two kids, let's say, and and you have sports at 6 p.m. I lived that life, right? And I used to throw like one of those frozen pizzas in my kid's mouth at 5:45 and run. Nobody's got time to relax. Right. So people who are naturally stressed don't do well. Right. Some people who are good at relaxing and kind of taking everything in are okay, but people get triggered by things. They don't do so well. Sometimes they need help, or you can handle everything and it's fine. But life is really complicated nowadays. It really is.
Yeah. I remember when my kids were still at home, they liked they were babies, and I'd put my hat down and I'd put the baby on my chest, and we'd just snooze for a good 45 minutes. That was the life. Naps.
Naps.
That's maybe what it is for me.
There you go. Lisa. That might be your superpower. Naps.
20-30 minutes. And if the dog leaves me alone long enough, I'm great.
But that could be your stress release, right? A nap.
Yeah.
Some people can't nap. It's funny. Everybody's different.
I talk to people that are neurodivergent. They can fall asleep in a chair like that. It's like a magic trick. It's like they're hypnotized. It's magical.
So, neurodivergents are interesting because they think that they can't relax, but they really can.
You can teach that people to relax. That's nice.
I specialize in neurodivergents. They're the best. They think they can't relax. They think their mind is racing. So you over-race their minds. That's how you help them. You kind of use it against
tired
them.
And can't think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's just a trick. That's just a hypnosis trick. But we're kind of all over the place, aren't we? We're on our little chat.
Are you surprised?
No. I could talk forever on this. Yeah.
We talked about chatting and breathing and all these things and how to simple tricks. I don't want to give away the farm here, if you will. Just a little bit of tidbits for you to explore on the blogs. And where is this website that I can read at?
I'm going to pretend two. I forgot. I'm the weird combination of, I think I mentioned it, I'm a career coach and a hypnotherapist. So they actually do diverge from a life coaching perspective. So it's ELEV, the number 8.com. ELEV8coaching.com.
Put that in the description. Make sure people go there and click the likey link. Absolutely. That's been fun. I think if we go too far, we'll get way off topic and then your phone will die and then you get mad at me. Thanks, Lisa. Other episode coming up, waiting for you patiently loaded on the internet. Just for you. Level up your emotional intelligence and self-awareness. If you need more fun, check the podcast linky links in the description for all of Lisa's business contact details. Thanks so much for listening to the Job Pod. I'm Elijah. We'll see you soon.